Outreach services. Those who are committed to the gospel of Christ look for opportunities and ways to share it with others. In the apostolic faith work, many types of outreach services have been held over the years to present the message of truth to groups of people unable to attend services at the church. Not only are these endeavors a blessing to those who attend, but they also bind the workers together in fellowship and their common goal of spreading the gospel. These outreach efforts will not be practicable in every location, but where circumstances allow, they can be effective means of reaching souls for Christ. Services in retirement homes or assisted living facilities. Outreach work in retirement homes or assisted living centers includes facilities where public services can be held, as well as those where personal visitation is the only means of connecting with the residents. When a facility is open only to personal visitation, special singers may sometimes be taken to sing in individual rooms if the management of the home approves. Workers who visit the residents should also take along a sampling of gospel literature and offer it to those who are interested. Authorization to hold regular services is often preceded by a period of time when only personal visitation is possible. Workers visiting the home should be encouraged to watch for an interest on the part of the management to schedule a service for any who wish to attend. Arrangements can then be made by the pastor or by someone he appoints. Services in retirement homes or assisted living centers are generally held in a common meeting area or dining room where residents can gather. The service should be structured in a somewhat informal manner, since attendants in the home may be bringing residents in and out as the service progresses. They should consist primarily of testimonies, special songs, and a brief message. Residents in these places particularly enjoy music and may appreciate the opportunity to sing along on some of the old gospel hymns. It is best if even the special songs are familiar. Prayer by a minister or worker should always be included in the services. The sermon should be comforting and reassuring in nature, but should also lead those who listen to an understanding of the importance of making sure they have a connection with God and are assured of where they will spend eternity. During the holiday season especially, retirement homes and assisted living centers often welcome groups of musicians who are willing to provide a program of special seasonal music for the residents. Offering to present a program of this nature may result in additional open doors for services in the facility. The work among the sick, aged, and infirm has been a fruitful one for the kingdom, and every effort must be made to bring the gospel to those who will soon step into eternity. Mission meetings. Mission meetings are one way that a number of our apostolic faith churches reach out to the homeless, troubled, and needy in their local communities. We know that redemption and transformation are possible for every individual. The message of hope through Jesus Christ, when acted upon in repentance and belief, impacts every aspect of life: physical, emotional, intellectual, social, and spiritual. And that is the theme which we do our best to communicate when holding mission meetings. Like most of our regular services, mission meetings should incorporate music, Spirit-anointed testimonies of God's power to deliver, and an evangelistic message appropriate to the individuals who attend. A few simple guidelines will equip ministers and workers to truly help the troubled people present in such services. Understand that holding a meeting is a privilege. Follow the instructions of the staff at the mission. Be sure to begin and end services at the appointed times. If it is necessary to cancel a meeting for any reason, we should let those in charge at the mission know about the cancellation as soon as possible. Never give cash to those who attend the meetings. Even when hard luck stories are true, well-intended gifts can be readily converted to drugs or alcohol. Often, the local mission provides meals or connects the individuals with resources where those needs can be met, So if needs are expressed to workers, we should convey them to the mission staff. Talk with respect to the individuals who attend. Communicating with a homeless or troubled person in a friendly, respectful manner not only shows the love of God, but it can give that person a sense of civility and dignity. Genuine friendliness breaks down barriers and opens hearts to the message we bring. Recognize that the problems facing these individuals vary. Street people are as diverse as the colors of a rainbow. Not all of the people who attend a meeting are convicted felons or drug addicts. The person we converse with may be a battered woman, a disabled veteran, or someone who simply is lacking the job skills necessary to find employment. Avoid any kind of argument or altercation. We should never take it upon ourselves to chastise individuals who attend the services. If a disturbance occurs during a mission meeting, it is best to simply ignore it and/or let the mission staff deal with it. Remember, those present will be watching us, and we must ensure that our conduct does not undermine the effectiveness of our efforts for God. Pray for those who attend. God can use your prayers to bring broken lives to Himself. Often our mission meetings include a time when those who attend can share their personal prayer requests. Be faithful in bringing these needs and the individuals who express them before the Lord in prayer. Take precautions regarding safety. Some of those we encounter in mission meetings may be ex-offenders or individuals running from the law. Always be prudent while talking with those who attend. Stay in areas where other people can see you and do not take unnecessary chances. Travel to and from the meetings together with other workers, if at all possible. Services in correctional facilities and penitentiaries. The Apostolic Faith Organization has held services in correctional facilities since 1907, at times contacting over 500 inmates in one day. While permission to conduct services is not always as easily obtained as it was in years past, when the opportunity exists, we have found it an effective way to reach out to individuals in need of a Savior. Generally, services in correctional institutions are under the supervision of the facility chaplain. The application process, along with the clearance procedures for those who will be involved, varies from institution to institution and from state to state. In the United States, contact information for detention facilities can usually be found by looking online for the state's Department of Corrections website. Once permission has been granted to hold services in a time slot allotted, it is our responsibility as pastor or minister in charge to be certain that workers scrupulously comply with official regulations regarding those who enter the facility and the conducting of meetings. Information regarding regulations pertaining to visitors can be found online. It is advisable to check the dress code for visitors and make workers aware of the requirements, as there may be restrictions regarding the color and types of clothing that can be worn. Certain other rules apply to all correctional facilities and must be observed by our workers and leaders, even though they are not mentioned specifically by the officials at an institution being entered for the first time. Workers should be cautioned that they must have no communication or conversation with the offenders unless it is cleared through the official channels and meets with the approval of the officers in charge. Taking letters, notes, or any other material in or out of the prison at the request of an inmate is strictly prohibited. Distribution of our tracts and papers must be authorized by the facility. In some cases, the procedure would be to give a supply to the prison chaplain and allow him to distribute it once the material has been cleared. In other cases, our workers may be allowed to bring it in and make a supply available to those who are interested. Whatever the case, in each service we should let those attending the service know that free literature is available through our organization and encourage them to write to the headquarters office with a request to receive it through the mail. Generally, services in detainment facilities will be conducted much like our other gospel services. Selected groups who visit these institutions include a minister, musicians, and other Christian workers. Each service is a musical program interspersed with personal testimonies telling of the deliverance the workers found when they surrendered their lives to God. If it is possible for the offenders to join in the congregational singing, they should be encouraged to do so. Books or song sheets can be taken for their use, if that is permitted at the prison, and it is also good to allow inmates to suggest songs of their own choosing. If workers can bring instruments into the facility, instrumental accompaniment or special numbers adds a great deal to the service. The service ends with a brief evangelistic message from the Word of God, and then those attending may be given an opportunity to share prayer requests. These are brought to the church members at the next regular service. When prison routine requires their prisoners to leave the auditorium before the workers do, the musicians may play a hymn, or a group of singers may sing an appropriate number as they leave. Interference or disruption by inmates at any point in the service is usually taken care of by the prison officials in charge. Ministers and workers should immediately comply with any instruction given by the prison administrators. Through the years, prison outreach efforts have been rewarding. Men and women have been saved and truly delivered from evil habits and sinful behaviors that had them bound for years. On several occasions, the message of hope brought to men behind bars resulted in the conversion of notorious offenders, even some who were awaiting execution. While on death row, they were truly converted and wrote wonderful letters telling of the transformation in their lives. Juvenile home services. Workers from Apostolic Faith churches also hold services similar to the ones held in the adult detention facilities at juvenile correctional institutions. At the Portland headquarters, groups of 2 to 4 adults hold informal group Bible discussions each month with youths ranging in age from 9 to 17. Sometimes several meetings are held at each visit, reaching many young people at a time. Topics ranging from God's love to the Great Tribulation are discussed. Often, one or two of the young people want some one-on-one talk time or indicate their desire to pray. The session is closed with prayer, but before workers leave, tracts and gospel magazines are distributed to those who are interested. Most of these troubled young people ask to be remembered in prayer.